Very, very, very somber, sad, disappointed locker room. Just again, it's the second year in a row where I feel as though we felt we were going to win the football game, and didn't, you know, at the very end. My guys put everything that they had and everything that they could into it, and we really believed that we were going to win the game, and played far from perfect. But so we're just it's a hurting group right now. But congratulations to Pitt, coming back, fighting, and scoring that last touchdown to go ahead and win. And appreciate the Quick Lane Bowl trusting us and inviting us to be a part of this. It sure was special. We just really, really, really wanted to win.
Questions for student athletes.
Chris, what did you understand? What did they tell you about what happened on the McGill ejection? Was there a spit or something like that that happened in there?
There wasn't very clear communication on much of the game at all. But that was communicated.
And the last ejection, disappointing is that for Glass to have
very
frustration to all like that.
Yeah. You know, both those guys are incredibly competitive, and they have put so much into this. And this was their last opportunity. And there's absolutely no excuse for any of that. They're embarrassed by it. They apologize to the team. I'm embarrassed. I apologize to anybody who was watching it and a part of it. Their emotions both got the best of them.
The crowd.
Awesome.
A lot of people were curious what kind of crowd it would be and your thoughts.
It's awesome. You know, 6 years ago, you know, the vision was to try to make the football program a source of pride for the athletic department, for the university, for Ypsilanti, and even the region. And, you know, we really needed for them to come out and be at Ford Field on December 26th to support the team. And they came out, and I'm very, very, very thankful and appreciative. I know our football team is, and we're sorry that we didn't get it done for them.
Was there anything Pitt did specifically, or was it kind of with cards fell? In terms of winning the game, is there anything specific that you wish you could go back and maybe do differently against them or something like that?
You know, I always start with turnovers and takeaways. I think we were 1-1 there. I mean, going into a game like this, we've got to win that battle. And then, you know, special teams are usually a huge, huge piece and part to the game. And, you know, I haven't seen the stats on that yet, but I think we probably came out on top with that. That's why it was such a close game. You know, the story is probably, you know, their explosive plays. You know, they just had some explosive plays that were probably the difference in the game.
Coach, this was a really, really well-played football game on national TV during bowl season. Even though it's a loss, how can this game tonight affect the future of your program?
Well, I'll have to figure all that out. You know, we're way past the point as a program, and I'm not trying to say that this arrogantly in any way, but we believe that we're going to win this football game. 100%.
I think players are involved, you know, that the situation at the end of the game, you know, that was somebody that you guys obviously care about. Glass was tremendous tonight, and he's obviously played very well. He's somebody that wasn't well-known coming into the year. He's been a big part of your program, and, you know how it is today with the social media that's all lit up on Twitter. Can you just address it a little bit more, because he had this great effort tonight. Your program's been, gosh, you almost knocked off another Power Five. You have this tremendous kid playing quarterback, and it ended with the referee going down with his hat coming off and everybody on Twitter putting up. There's got to be a lot of emotion about that. Can you just address it a little bit? Because that's kind of what everybody's.
I think I have. I mean, he is a phenomenal kid. Phenomenal. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to.
He's phenomenal. I love him 100%. And thank God he's hotly competitive, but absolutely zero excuse for what happened. And he knows it. He's in tears in the locker room, begging me to talk to the team before I could say a word. So he made a mistake. And he is truly sorry for it. And I'm ultimately responsible for it. And I'm embarrassed, but I love him 100%. That's not who we want to be. And it'd be really too bad if that's what y'all make this, you know, out to be tonight. Because that's not who we are.
Anything else game related?
For the players, we're talking about Mike. Can you talk about the game that he had up until obviously and what he's meant to you guys as a leader all season?
Just from the get-go, Mike just came in and he just led the team. Everyone got behind him, and he got us to this point, and we're thankful to have him.
Just what he said, Mike's just our leader. He was our leader from winter through summer, through camp, through all that. He's our leader, and he always will be.
How important is it for you to replace that leadership next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's college athletics. You know, these guys go to class. I mean, shoot, Jackson graduate school, working on a master's right now, you know? This is a launching pad for their lives. Absolutely right. You know, we're recruiting, we just signed a class and guys are growing up. Freshmen will become sophomores and sophomores will become juniors. And I mean, it's every time at this year, you know, I mean, I walk around aimlessly and my wife's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I can't believe we're losing these guys. And, you know, we're not going to be able to go on. And then January comes and they come over to my house, the seniors do, and we start, you know, our leadership meetings and we start forming and the foundations of a new team and a new year and all of those things. And then the 12 months goes by too quick again and you wonder how you're going to be able to do it again. You know, you bawl your eyes out when these guys leave. But I just told them in there, you know, it. In some ways, people, it is an end to football for some, and it's end for college football for everybody. But the relationships, in so many ways, are just getting started, you know. And I'm on the other side of that, you know, with people for 25 years or so. But the seniors, it's really cool, you know, because they get to, you know, the relationship just takes even another forward step, if you will, as you go through life.
Speaking of relationships, you were hired by Heather Lake at EMU. She's now at Pitt. You know, is there anything going through your mind before this game about getting the opportunity to go against her new program?
You know, she gave me, you know, the opportunity of a lifetime, and the way that she treated and still, you know, treats, you know, myself and our family. I mean, she is a dear, dear, dear friend because she is an unbelievable human being and leader. Again, you're right. It's the relationships. So I wanted to beat her, but was unable to do it.
I got a question for both the players. Can you guys just talk about what the atmosphere was like tonight at Ford Field? Being from, you know, playing at Eastern Michigan, you know, right up the road from Ford Field, and to get to play in front of these fans. Can you guys talk about what it was like to be in that atmosphere tonight?
It was an opportunity of a lifetime. We don't draw that many at Eastern. Like, just coming here, like, we was ready. We was pumped up. Like, the crowd was into it. We packed the stadium, and it was amazing. Like, we won't forget it ever.
Yeah, just like you said, it was an amazing experience. I'm just a kid from a small town. I thought Eastern was an amazing experience. Just coming here and seeing the bright lights and seeing Eastern fill up the crowds, that was just an amazing experience for me.
I mean, Coach, can you talk about the shirt that you're wearing? It's the Quick Lane Bowl. It looks like you're about to go make an oil change here with the shirt. Was that the whole premise of your mentality going into this game, as you guys are just going to work?
Yeah, it was just a game. You guys got to come to our games in Ipsy. It's worth the drive. We wore them for our first game. We wore them for homecoming. We've worn them, you know, 4 or 5 times this year. You know, they allowed us to wear them again tonight. You know, if we were in some tropical whatever, I think we'd be wearing our shirts, but it sure did fit. You know, there's no place that we would rather have been, you know, than here tonight with this opportunity. You know, our guys, you know, tonight showed the wrong kind of tough. That's not what we are. E-tough. I mean, that's, it's, you know, being able to face adversity and keep going, persevere. Just to have really, really thick spines, when things aren't going your way, to love each other. Those are some of the things that E-Tough, you know, means to us. And so we've had fun wearing the shirts.
Any other questions? Thank you all.
Thanks for being here.